We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole.
I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. Today, we're going to be discussing the banking system and the overall financial system, because what we think the banks are and where your money is, not just in the banks, but the brokerage, is not. It is rigged against us, and we need to know the rules. We are considered unsecured creditors. The banking system, this is a case that goes back about 7 years. It was called the MF Global case with John Corzine. In that, the judge ruled that the money we give a bank or a brokerage is no longer our money. We have actually given them a loan. That's why they give us a pittance of interest. So we have actually given a loan to the bank or the brokerage firm, and they have an obligation to actually pay us back. That's the rule. Now, how that plays out in a banking collapse is that the banks, in the ruling of MF Global anyway, derivative holders get paid back first, secured creditors get paid back second, and last but not least, we the people, we get paid back as unsecured creditors. So when FDIC has this rule of $250,000 and they're to pay everybody back, well, the derivative holders get paid back first, and that is an endless hole. I think a lot of this is orchestrated. So for us that believe, oh, it's just maybe an isolated incident, the banks will be bailed out, they're no longer going to be bailed out. It's a bail-in with the new law, the 2008 Dodd-Frank law. Bail-ins mean they take your money and give you shares of the institution. We know this is coming, because we have video that has been circulating. They even got caught, the FDIC, discussing it. And take a look at this video.
I mean, it's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But they have, I mean, they're going to be. That's, and it could be an early warning signal to the FDIC and the primary regulators when these things happen. And there may be some other prices, this is similar to what Jay was saying, in the market that you can tell whether people understand how the, who's going to be protected, who isn't going to be protected. It would be, I think, an interesting study to look at the evolution of market prices in a situation like March of 2020, for example, and see whether people understood what might happen.
Now, they're trying to tell you off cuff or it's misunderstood. No, it's not. They are actually seriously discussing. They know bail-ins are going to take place. Now, what I'm contending with the 2.5 quadrillion in derivative and debt, I think we are on a, basically we're at the end of a road, mind you. They need an event to blame the catastrophe in the financial system that is coming. We know it's coming because it started in the fall of 2019 when the repo market was going ballistic. We were bailing out to the tune of hundreds of billions, and then miraculously, a virus shows up and we have a pandemic. I believe with the 2.5 quadrillion in play, something is going to happen that will cause the system to default. It'll trip up these derivatives and potentially even trip up the ability to service the loans on the debt. And in that case, it will be so globally catastrophic that the world global elites and the World Economic Forum Luciferians are going to have to come up with a solution. And what do you think that is? That's the central bank digital currency surveillance slave state. We the people must say no to any form of digital dollar. Do not use it or you will be guilty. In that video, they're explaining bail-ins. So we know the bail-ins are coming. So at least understanding where your money is predominantly, it helps you make decisions how you want to approach your savings for medium term to long term. Now, next, I want to show you where the United States is. We've had a few times, this isn't unusual. It goes back, we've had three or four different episodes like this where we were insolvent and bankrupt as a nation. Yes, we can print our currency. That's one thing I understand. But we are done. We are in debt more, the United States, more than any nation has ever been in the history of the world. First, I want to show you the federal debt cycle. So take a look at this image. This is the federal debt held by Publix. It's going back to 1900. The part I want to really outline is where you see the Great Depression on the left in 1930 and then World War II and how high our debt got. As you can see, going to the right, we have the Great Recession of 2008. Where we are today with the pandemic, we are already at the same debt levels as World War II. We had, leading up to World War II, about 75% of the world's gold. Now, when you think about coming out of the Great Depression, we were literally insolvent. As a nation, we were insolvent. And then miraculously, the Great War took place and the Europeans had to send us all of their gold as we supported them in the war. And so all of a sudden, America became wealthy because we owned basically almost all the world's gold. Then what did we do? We go to war and we created all this debt and we lost so much wealth doing that. We are at that level now. Here's the worst part. In World War II, we had the debt, but not even close to the level of debt we have today. Just our unfunded liability debt, Medicare, Social Security, all the obligations the government has is literally $100 trillion and north of that number. The next one I want to show you is total U.S. corporate debt. Take a look at this. This is a very unique image showing total U.S. corporate and industrial credit market securities and loans. It's a percentage of the GDP. And you'll notice at the peak, we always entered into a major recession. And then, of course, it declines. Look at the arrows as it shows the decline. Look where we're at right now on the right side. We are already turning over and declining, which means we are walking into a major recession in financial side, which is very, very, very important. Debt is real. You can't just hide debt. And that's a big deal to understand because many of us think, oh, we'll just kick it down the road, but the road's already here and it's a cliff. The debt becomes where you can't service. We are already paying $1 trillion a year just on the interest on our debt right now with these rates. Every time they raise the rates a quarter point, we have to service another $75 billion annually in interest on the debt. That's why I contend this interest rate isn't going to stay here forever. They're definitely going to have to retreat and go back down. So just be patient if you're trying to make any large purchases. Next is household debt. Let's take a look at this overall. This is Social Security, health entitlements, interest costs. What is really fascinating about this is the net interest cost alone is up 192%. Social Security and health entitlements are up 140%. Non-defense discretionary spending up 76%. And the 2022 real inflation was actually 32%. Now, the government told you 7%. So all due respect, when you see a financial, and I have very wonderful people I respect in finance, when I see them say, oh, last year inflation was at 6, 8%, 7%, I said, nah, they're one of those. They're sold out. Because the government cherry picks elements of the economy to manipulate the interest. This is where it's rigged against us. Why this is important, understanding how the banking system is really organized. what's really going on in our nation right now. We keep hearing about the debt, but what is it doing to our relationships worldwide? Well, ever since the Russian war started with Ukraine and the West put on sanctions on Russia, we weaponized the dollar in such a way it's making countries extremely nervous. Even Saudi Arabia has come out in Davos and said they will no longer just accept dollars. The petrodollar deal is done. They will now start accepting other currencies. Nations, I think, got real nervous about the weaponization of the dollar. So think about it. We were a unipolar world. The dollar dominated the world in global finance. Now we are a multipolar world. Multipolar meaning the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, are now forming new currency blocks. And many are jumping aboard. We're talking Saudi Arabia and Turkey and many of our allies, Egypt. They're jumping aboard memberships of the BRIC alliance. In the BRIC alliance, which I find fascinating, the Russians are moving towards a petro gold. So they're going to start selling energy and having gold attached to it. The Chinese have the petro yuan. They're actually selling oil contracts on the Shanghai backed up by gold. And not their own gold, mind you. They're using the market gold, which I think is absolutely brilliant. So let me show you this to give you an idea. This is the alliance. This is the group I'm talking about. They are forming. These are almost two-thirds of the world's population. Now the Russians in their petrol gold. Russia is now moving towards their energy going into backed by gold. Check out this one. This is the petrol yuan. In the Chinese Shanghai, they back it up with gold. It's brilliant. You have to give it to them because they're going commodity back. So when I say multipolar world, they're now forming currencies backed by commodities, which was how money always had been all through history until the United States started what we call the fiat currency at high level, where it's basically fake. So when you put this in perspective, the U.S. petrodollar is now done. It's gone. The Saudis announced it. And for many to understand, the petrodollar is what gave us the American dream. That started in the 70s. And with the petrodollar, we said we will protect Saudi Arabia militarily. You, as head of OPEC, price all energy in U.S. dollars. So every nation in the world needed U.S. dollars. And in needing U.S. dollars, they would use that reserve to even buy U.S. treasuries. Since then, that's the concept of what the American dream was about, because we controlled the entire money system worldwide. Everybody needed our dollar, and of course, they would buy our debt. Ever since we did the sanctions on Russia, that has changed. There are now about 100 nations, literally, lining up to now start buying energy in other forms of currency and commodity. So the BRIC nations are now forming currency blocks backed by real commodities, as the West, Europeans, and the United States are still completely fake, derivative-backed, insolvent. And it goes back to the whole idea of the 2.5 quadrillion in debt that we have going on with derivatives worldwide. So to kind of wrap this up of what we're seeing here in the manipulation factor, in the rigged against us here in the United States. Just as an example, they came out and said that they added 500,000 jobs recently in January, but it was an accounting gimmick because the jobs weren't actually created at all. Now, the question is, with that many jobs, it forces the Federal Reserve to continue to raise rates. That's where the rigged against us comes in. Why would they lie about the jobs to force the Federal Reserve to continue to raise rates that actually harms businesses, small business, and we the people? Why would they do that? I contend because they must, in order to usher in the World Economic Forum plan, they must destroy our systems of business here in the United States. The Bureau of Labor Statistics even comes out and admits they were using something called population control effect. The real jobs added 84,000 jobs, not 500. So if the Federal Reserve was looking at real jobs, because see, they raise rates if they think the economy is too hot. 500,000, the economy is too hot. 84,000, the economy is slowing down. Well, we know it's slowing down. We hear the reports of all the big corporations laying people off. The real jobs were 84,000 and were really bad, which means the Federal Reserve should stop raising rates and maybe consider lowering them again soon. And yet the media is all on board saying inflation is coming down, but it's not coming down. It's still rising. And I think this is the catch-22 that the United States is in. We are literally back to the Great Depression when we were insolvent. Our currency is no longer in demand. We printed trillions of dollars of M2. That's 60% of it is all around the world. Now, here's what I'm going to leave you with. Kind of wrap it up. We understand now what the banking system structure really is. We see currently our situation, how the world is responding to now that the dollar is printed into the trillions and we have such serious debt load and we decided to weaponize our financial system. I contend they still need a disaster. They need something, another pandemic, the escalation of war with Russia, something else. When you know what they're planning, take a look at this video and tell me this doesn't give you the chills.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
That is Klaus Schwab, one of the most evil Luciferians. He says, and he acts like this is something we should be concerned about. I'm contending they're planning it. I believe this is the next step. And if they get to where it is a cyber pandemic to the point where the systems are shut down literally worldwide for some period of time, and then you wake up and you go to your bank and you find out the banking system records are deleted and everything's messed up. So think about it. You're an unsecured creditor, and we do. If they get some form of cyber pandemic to the point things are deleted, mainframes are burned out, who knows what level they'll take it to? Your financial wealth is wiped out. I understand this gets extreme in thinking of making changes, but all I know is in this time in history, this time in season, it is a really good idea if you study history to be in tangible assets. I would highly recommend having a portion in physical gold, physical silver outside the system. You could even do it in IRAs and retirement accounts where it's in a vault in your name. But at least you're not in a paper world system, but you want to be diversified. And I do believe gold and silver is absolutely essential for that diversification. Thank you. This is Rigged Against You, and I'm Terry Sacca.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.